Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Street Level Bureaucracy, 30th Anniversary Edition Dilemmas of the Individual and Public Service, is a classic work of public administration and political science by Michael Lipsky. First published in 1980 and later expanded, it examines how public policy is actually carried out by frontline workers such as teachers, police officers, social workers, and legal aid lawyers, rather than treating implementation as a mechanical process. Lipsky argues that these employees function as de facto policymakers because they must interpret vague rules, make judgments under pressure, and manage constant demand with limited resources. The book is not a how-to manual for bureaucracy. It is an analytical study of the tension between public ideals and the practical realities of service delivery. Its importance lies in showing that the state is experienced most directly through these everyday decisions, where discretion, rationing, and improvisation shape outcomes as much as formal policy does. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, street-level workers as the real agents of policy implementation. Lipsky's central claim is that public policy is not fully determined when a law is passed or an agency directive is written. It becomes real only when frontline employees interpret and apply it in ordinary encounters with citizens. This is why the book treats street-level bureaucrats not as passive executors of orders, but as active decision-makers inside the policy process. Teachers deciding how to handle students, police officers determining when to intervene, or social workers judging eligibility all shape what government actually does. The significance of this argument is that it shifts attention away from formal institutions alone and toward the practical authority embedded in everyday work. Policy outcomes depend on judgment, prioritization, and discretion at the point of contact. That insight remains influential because it explains why the same rule can produce different results across offices, neighborhoods, or professions, even when the official policy is identical. Secondly, why scarce resources and heavy caseloads transform public service? A major theme of the book is that frontline public service work is organized under chronic strain. Lipsky emphasizes three conditions in particular: overwhelming demand, ambiguous goals, and inadequate resources. These pressures make it impossible for workers to respond to every client in a fully individualized way, even when that is the ideal. As a result, employees must constantly balance service quality against time, capacity, and organizational survival. The book shows that scarcity is not a minor operational problem, but a structural force that changes how institutions behave. It pushes workers toward shortcuts, prioritization, and selective attention because they cannot process every case with equal care. This analysis helps explain why public agencies often appear inconsistent or impersonal. The pattern is not always the result of indifference, but of institutional overload. Lipsky's framework remains useful because it reveals how resource limits are translated into lived administrative practices rather than abstract budget figures. Thirdly, discretion, simplification, and the coping routines of frontline employees. The book carefully examines how street-level bureaucrats cope with difficult workloads and conflicting expectations. Lipsky argues that workers develop routines that make their jobs manageable, such as rationing services, screening applicants, applying standardized rules mechanically, or simplifying complex cases. These practices are not merely procedural habits. They are adaptations to an environment where perfect responsiveness is impossible. By using discretion in this way, workers reduce uncertainty and keep institutions functioning. At the same time, these coping strategies can distort policy goals, because the need to preserve capacity may override the original intent of the service. The result is a gap between official policy and practical delivery. This is one of the book's most important contributions. It explains how ordinary administrative behavior becomes a form of policy shaping. Lipsky does not present discretion as inherently good or bad. Instead, he shows that it is unavoidable and that its effects depend on the pressures under which workers operate and the incentives built into the organization. Fourthly, the tension between human judgment and bureaucratic standardization. Another key idea in the book is the contradiction between the desire for fair, uniform treatment and the reality of individualized human situations. Public agencies often try to impose standard procedures so that clients are treated consistently and workers are easier to supervise. But Lipsky argues that many frontline situations cannot be reduced to formulaic processing without losing the responsiveness that public service requires. This creates a persistent tension. Standardization improves efficiency and control, yet discretion is needed to deal with the variability of real people and real problems. The book therefore presents bureaucracy as a system that must continuously choose between competing values rather than simply follow rules. This helps explain why public service is so difficult to manage. If agencies tighten control too much, they risk dehumanizing service. If they leave too much room for judgment, they risk inconsistency. Lipsky's analysis is powerful because it treats this tension as structural, not accidental, and shows why no simple managerial fix can eliminate it. Lastly, what the book implies for democratic citizenship and public administration. Lipsky's broader argument is that street-level bureaucracy is not just an administrative issue, but a democratic one. Because frontline workers decide access, interpretation, and priority, they mediate the way citizens experience the state. Their judgments can expand or limit practical rights, making them crucial to how citizenship is lived rather than merely defined on paper. This is why the book matters to policymakers, public managers, and scholars of government reform. It suggests that improving public service requires more than rewriting rules. It also requires understanding how workers are trained, supported, monitored, and authorized to use discretion. The 30th anniversary edition remains relevant because it shows that effective administration depends on aligning organizational goals with the realities of frontline work. In this sense, the book stands apart from more abstract theories of policy implementation. It links institutional design to everyday encounters and shows how democratic government is filtered through the judgments of ordinary public servants. In conclusion, Street-Level Bureaucracy. 30th Anniversary Edition should be read by students and researchers in public administration, political science, social work, education policy, criminology, and public management, as well as practitioners who supervise or work inside public services. Its value is both intellectual and practical. Intellectually, it offers one of the clearest explanations of why policy implementation is never simply a matter of applying rules. Practically, it helps readers understand the pressures that shape frontline decision-making, including overload, ambiguity, and resource scarcity. That makes it useful for anyone trying to design, reform, or evaluate public programs. What distinguishes this book from many others in its field is that it does not treat bureaucracy as a distant institutional structure. It focuses on the human level where public authority is actually exercised, showing how ordinary workers convert policy into action. The 30th Anniversary Edition also reinforces its lasting relevance by showing that the core dilemmas of street-level work have not disappeared, even as public services and administrative expectations have changed. Few books combine such a durable theory of implementation with such direct insight into the daily realities of government. If you would like to support Michael Lipsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.